Hi, it's Lieutenant Governor Bethany Hall Long. Welcome back to our podcast, State of the Health of Delaware. I am so thrilled to be featuring one of just a handful of recipients of the 2020 Lieutenant Governor's Challenge 2.0 award winner. We had so many remarkable applications last year, and let me tell you, we hope that 2021, after this year of COVID, has many more applicants. But to this recipient, they have really come up with an incredible policy change. And so for those listening in, you don't have to be a hospital system like ChristianaCare that Ms. Denise Taylor, who's with me today, is going to be having a conversation with me. You could be an individual work site. You could be a school setting, any place in the state of Delaware and address our policy issues. So, Denise, can you share with the listening audience, I know you did this remarkable Delaware Quitline program at Christiana Hospital at the bedside, but tell us, how did you identify, how did Christiana, the health issues around, you know, the nicotine, the tobacco, and patients?
Sure. Well, thanks for asking that question. Really, we know that, as Deb Brown, one of your recent interviewees mentioned, smoking is responsible for 1 in 5 deaths in the U.S. And it's really important to reach people when they are ready at a teachable moment. So we realized that when smokers are admitted to the hospital, it's often for a smoking-related disease and that they are forced to quit because ChristianaCare is a smoke-free campus. And we know that when we intervene with or talk to people in the hospital, and then we provide follow-up for at least 1 month, that increases quit rates by 40%. So we really wanted to do something.
40%. How about that? Wow. So you went ahead and tell us a little bit about this incredible program and, you know, Christiana, how many campuses or where this occurred.
Yeah. So talk to patients at the bedside, both at the Christiana campus and at our Wilmington campus, our Newark campus and Wilmington campus, to reach people at the bedside, have a non-judgmental, meaningful conversation about quitting smoking and connecting them to free resources in the community when they get home so they can stay quit. And this program, most importantly, follows them once they leave the hospital to support them, because they may think they've got it all covered when they're in the hospital. They don't feel like smoking, but then they get home and their same triggers and stresses in daily life come back. And we're there to support them through, follow up through text messaging and phone calls. And then sometimes they're ready at that point, and then we get them connected to free care.
You know, and you think about that follow through is so important. And I think that's what made you probably stand out among so many incredible applicants for policy change. I mean, not only, you know, do you have the policy of smoke free, but you're supporting persons, right? I mean, it's obviously nicotine isn't a very addictive component, a chemical, and that you follow them through the home. And I'm so delighted that you mentioned my Cancer Risk Reduction Committee co-chair with the Cancer Consortium, Deb Brown, who has with the Lung Association. And it sounds like you did some partnering with them. Can you tell us then how you created the program? Were there certain partners again? Mention just a little more to the listening audience, because I hope you motivate others to replicate, you know, duplicate what you're doing. Can you tell us a little bit about your creation of the program?
Yeah, and you may think like ChristianaCare is a big organization, like you said, but when we started, we had very little funding, and we knew that the Delaware Quitline was a free evidence-based program in the community that provides free counseling, either over the phone or in person. Delaware is the only state that offers free in-person smoking cessation counseling in combination with free products. So you can get free patches, free gum, free lozenges, free prescription quit medications like Chantix through the Delaware Quit Line. And so that's why this project is called Project Connect. We wanted to connect patients to an evidence-based free program that could help them stay quit after a hospital stay.
So tell us, have you had a chance? I know COVID's kind of threw a monkey wrench at everything during the year. Have you had any opportunity with, you know, the project direct? Have you had a chance to measure outcomes or talk to folks, give follow-up calls? What have you been able to find or track? And if you haven't, I'm sure you'll be able to.
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, we know that when you quit smoking, that it, you know, lowers long-term your cancer risk, your heart increases your heart health. It improves even things like wound healing and bone healing for patients. So we know those things are long-term, but short-term, we have found that when patients meet with a coach in the hospital, that they were more likely to quit and stay quit, especially if they engage with quit services post-discharge. So like you said, there's that intervention in the hospital, but they really need to follow up with a coach afterwards to stay quit.
Right. Now that, you know, you and I, because I'm a nurse and teach in nursing, and I know the cancer area, and I know you at the hospital. For those listening in, it might sound, wow, that's kind of official. You got to have a coach or whatever. Tell us in lay terms, who might be a coach, or was that through the quit line? Was that free through the state? So let's say I'm a faith-based organization or I'm a small nonprofit and I've got several of my employees who are taking smoke breaks and we're trying to help them. Can you share with them perhaps what you would recommend when you say a coach, or perhaps share with them some of those resources?
Yeah. So like I said, Delaware is the only state to offer both telephone services and face-to-face services to help people quit smoking. And it's free. So you can call 1-800-QUIT-NOW and get connected to the, that's actually any state, but that will connect you to the Delaware Quit Line. And it's easy to remember, 1-800-QUIT-NOW. And then you can get free counseling over the phone, or if you'd rather meet with someone in person. So for example, ChristianaCare has, you know, a handful of coaches that some people prefer to meet with somebody in person. I hear a lot of patients say, I'm more accountable if I have to come in and meet with you. It's all free and it's all evidence-based. Again, this is your best, it triples your chance of quitting smoking when you work with a coach. And if you choose to use, you know, patches or medication, you do those in combination and you triple your chances of quitting for good.
And you think about that, right? You know, it's not anything to be ashamed of. We all have our moments of different behaviors. And we recognize, I know you know from being in the health field and myself, you know, the number one contributor to cancer, particularly lung cancer and others, is cigarettes. And, you know, I know you talk about the quit line and it is free, but it's not a whole lot of time, is it? Because so for those listening in, it doesn't take hours, but we recognize it's those first few days, first weeks. What are some of the things when you say evidence-based? Because not everybody may understand that. What are some of the things that they might suggest or help the person do?
Yeah, so that's a great question. I'm glad you asked, because these coaches, whether you meet with them in person or over the phone, are trained to help you make a quit plan. And to, you know, for example, identify your triggers. You know, if you, as an example, I have a, you know, a patient who was all ready to quit, had a quit date, ready to go, stopped at Wawa for their, you know, normal cup of coffee, and the man behind the counter grabbed his pack of cigarettes and handed it to the patient because that's what happened every morning. So your quit coach, for example, will prepare you for that, so that you, you know, where do you buy your cigarettes? What, you know, do you need to change your behavior, reroute? Maybe you don't go to Wawa for a week. Maybe you don't have that same cup of coffee in the same spot in your same, you know, area where you would smoke a cigarette. These behaviors are so linked after a long time that the coach helps with that behavior change, things you might not even think of.
Yeah, like taking, you know, a walk if the weather's good, you know, or when you're eating. I know for a lot of persons, when they're eating or they're having a cocktail, there's certain behaviors and our bodies react in a certain way. And the great thing is, if they so choose, it includes medication, correct? That's provided for free or alternative.
Right. I mean, we hear all the time patients said, oh, I had no idea I can get free patches when I get home, because Last time I was in the hospital, the patches worked so well. That is another outcome we found, that when people have a patch in the hospital, they're more likely to want to make a quit attempt and get connected to care after they get home. And when they now maybe have tried the patch for the first time, they get home and they use that, and it helps with, I know, Bethany, that you understand this is a substance use disorder with,
yes,
not only a physical addiction, but an emotional and behavior addiction. So the medication helps with that physical addiction, and then the coach here at Christiana or over the phone can help you with behavioral and emotional addiction.
Right. And we have all those supports. And I know, as our time is wrapping out here in a minute, with the outcomes that you've had, it sounds like you've had some real success, and that persons can get the support free. And when you say a patch, everybody may not know what a patch is. Can you tell them what a patch is?
Sure. So nicotine replacement products is what they're called. And a nicotine patch is one example. That is a patch that often in the hospital will give you to prevent the cravings that you might get by not being able to have a cigarette. We also provide free gum or lozenges that are shorter acting, or that will give you more quick relief. And a lot of times those two used in combination, a patch that you leave on all day, and then a piece of gum if you're having a craving that breaks through, or a nicotine lozenge that can provide the same short acting dose. Those in combination with counseling is really your best chance for quitting for good.
That is incredible. You know, to help with the habitual component, cravings, and I want to break down the myths. You know, you don't have to gain weight when you quit smoking. There are so many wonderful opportunities to remain healthy. And I know for our young children, you know, we were talking earlier in our previous podcast about, you know, measures of education and outreach. And we are just thrilled, you know, Denise, that you joined us representing Christiana Care today, and the incredible policy change that you have done with your At the Bedside Delaware Quitline program. Is there any final thing you would like to mention before we wrap out the podcast? I will certainly turn it to you.
Sure. I just want to say that, you know, for the first time in a long time, the smoking rate has increased as a result of the pandemic. So I know, like you said, there's a lot of people out there that maybe have been quit for a long time and just picked up again, or people have employees or other friends and family. So just know that quitting is hard, but it's one of the best things you can do for your health. Christiana Care is here to help. You can call Christiana Care directly to meet with a quit coach, and the number is 1-800-693-2273. That's great. To register with a quit coach. If you want more information about our program, you can call 302-733-4722. So those are the Christiana Care numbers to reach. And you can always call the quit line directly at 1-800-QUIT-NOW.
Great. 1-800-QUIT-NOW. And we just appreciate you so much for today. And again, those services are free with Christiana Care, and that is also provided to persons statewide, because you can do that telephonically, right, over the phone?
Correct. Yeah. So if you're a Delaware resident, a student in Delaware, or a veteran, those are all free.
Excellent.
Yeah. Excellent. It's a good place to live for quitting smoking. Like I said, we have one of the best quit lines in the country.
Wonderful, wonderful. And thank you so much, Denise. This is Lieutenant Governor Hall Long. Thank you so much for joining us today. I hope that this has provided some helpful information to you on this podcast with our program on the Delaware Quitline with Denise Taylor at Christiana Care on the state of health of Delaware. Thank you so much.